In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Wednesday, the 4th of October. Good as always to have you along, everybody. President Trump was in Las Vegas today paying respects and offering condolences to that city and everybody affected by the events of Sunday night. Among the very many questions that remain is this one. What do you do if you're on a hotel or a festival or any place, really, where a lot of people gather? What do you do now to keep those people safe? Security at big events and heavy traffic areas is already tougher than it used to be. But after Las Vegas, event planners and security professionals have something else they need to worry about. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more now on the high cost, financial and otherwise, of hardening those soft targets.
Keeping people safe at an event is becoming a more and more expansive task. Steve Schmader is president of the International Festivals and Events Association.
Up to this point, we have been trying to keep people safe within a given area or a venue and keep the bad guy from getting in.
That can mean metal detectors, police at entrances, bag checks.
The Las Vegas incident took that up a level because all of a sudden now you're dealing with a guy who is 32 stories above an audience.
In other countries, it's common to see luggage scanners at hotels, metal detectors at movie theaters and restaurants. Russ Simons of Venue Solutions Group says we're already seeing some of this here.
Most, if not all, major professional sports facilities employ a secondary perimeter, extending the staffing farther away from the building versus just at the gates. But now we're having to look at this and say, wait a second, how far out do we need to take that?
And how to do it without freaking people out at venues where they want to have fun. Plus, there's the cost, especially for smaller, local events. Fred Roberts studies the numbers behind crowd security at Rutgers.
So walk-through metal detectors are not inexpensive. They'll run somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 a piece, depending on how many bells and whistles you put on them.
He says security for events often comes down to what one can afford and what the public tolerates or demands. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.